All right, welcome to the Free Stretch here on JoeBucksFan.com. I am Bobby Fenton joining you as we close in now on the NFL draft. And actually, I mean, 3 weeks. And this is a Friday edition of the show this week. Normally I record on Thursdays, but 3 weeks from this past Thursday, that night will be the first round of the draft in Cleveland. And I'll tell you what, like, every year I talk about how long the draft process is, and I'm like, oh my gosh, can the draft just get here already? I'm so sick of all the talk and things like that. And honestly, the draft could never really sneak up on you because of just how overhyped it usually is. It kind of snuck up this year. Like, the other day I was like, wait, we got 3 weeks? Like, it feels like we have longer to go. And obviously a lot of that has to do with not having a combine and not having, you know, a lot of the normal things that are traditionally done leading up to the draft, whether it's because of COVID or whatever. So I just don't feel like the draft industrial complex has been firing the way it usually does. And in a refreshing sort of way, because I was like, oh, hey, 3 weeks till the draft. So we're going to cover that on the show today. Obviously, plenty going on with that and some other things as well. But like I always say, thank you guys for joining us. The Free Stretch, like it always is, brought to you by our good friends at Bill Curry Ford. Check them out on the website, BillCurryFord.com. Remember, they spell it C-U-R-R-I-E, BillCurryFord.com. And if not, go in person, check them out in the magnificent showroom and the huge lot they have a mile north of Raymond James Stadium on Dale Mabry Highway. Either way you do it, you'll see a huge inventory. You'll see all these different cars, trucks, vans, new, pre-owned, used, whatever you want to call it. And every one of them, okay, you can have brought to your house if you just want to test drive it, let alone buy it, or your office, anywhere inside of a certain radius in the Tampa Bay area, they will deliver it to you if you want to do it from home. And, of course, if you want to go in person, go down there. But either way, you get the unlimited nationwide lifetime warranty, which means if you buy the car there, then even years from now, I mean, literally years, if you still are the one who owns it, that bought it at Bill Curry Ford, engine trouble, bring it back in. And not only do you get to do that when it happens, but all those other days, weeks, months, and years while you're driving around, you have the peace of mind knowing that the car you're driving is covered by the place you bought it from, which is not something you get many places, and it's one of the best things about Bill Curry Ford. So check them out, again, on the website, BillCurryFord.com, or see them a mile north of Raymond James Stadium on Dale Mabry. And thanks to them, as always, for sponsoring the Free Stretch. Like I said, we're 3 weeks out here, so talk's been firing up about the draft and things like that. And before we get to the draft, some things did happen this past week. The most notably was Sam Darnold going to the Panthers. And all of these things that happened leading up to the draft could inform how teams act in the draft, including the Bucks. So Sam Darnold goes to the Panthers. What does that mean? A few things, obviously. Number one, it means they're going to go with him as their quarterback in the NFC South. So now we've got a situation, and I'm not going to try and act smug or anything because you never know how these things go. But Greg Allman on Twitter, the Bucks beat writer for The Athletic, pointed this out. The last 2 years, if you take quarterbacks with 500-plus pass attempts and you rank them by interception percentage, you've got Drew Brees, who was number 30, and in this case being toward the bottom is good, and Teddy Bridgewater for the Panthers was 18. And those two have been replaced now in New Orleans by Jameis Winston, who was number 1, and obviously most of those numbers are from 2019, but in the past 2 seasons, like I said, and Sam Darnold in Carolina, who's number 3. Now, those numbers alone don't tell the whole tale. Jameis Winston, of course, was number 1 in yards, number 2 in touchdowns in 2019 with the Bucks. But basically, you've replaced Drew Brees and Teddy Bridgewater with Jameis Winston and Sam Darnold in the NFC South to go along with Matt Ryan, who isn't going anywhere as the Falcons' starting quarterback. So, Bucks are a favorite in the NFC South, having been the Super Bowl champion, number 1, number 2, returning everybody, which nobody's done in, you know, 30 years or whatever it is, or 40 years, excuse me. So now you get the situation like that where, one, Darnold's the quarterback of the Panthers, but two, now Bridgewater's out there, and his name was coming up a little bit for the Bucks. Like, hey, are the Bucks going to sign Teddy Bridgewater? What are they going to do about backup quarterback? You know, you could, and of course, the draft at number 32, a couple of the mock drafts, which I don't put a lot of stock in, but people love to get into these mock drafts. Couple, I think one of those, I think Peter Schrager who, nothing against or anything, but he had the Bucks take in the Stanford quarterback, Davis Mills, who I had to look up who he even was. Okay, you know, I don't think that's what they're going to do, but the point is, some people think Bridgewater could be a quarterback, some things, people think the Bucks could draft a quarterback, some people are mentioning Kyle Trask, and we'll talk about all these things today. But the main point of it is, the complexion of the division has changed quite a bit from even where it was 6 months ago. I mean, if you go back to, and not that we didn't know Drew Brees was getting older, and not that we didn't know Drew Brees was not going to be around forever, but if you even go back to, what is it today, April, I'm recording this on April 9th. If you go back to October 9th, 6 months ago, we were in the middle of the season. The Saints had already kicked the Bucks' ass. I think, had they played the second one by then? I know they had played the first one. You know, give or let's go back to that Saints game, the second one at home, where the Saints won 38-3. If you go back to that point, at that point, the Saints were still kings of the NFC South. The Bucks were still kind of wannabes, hoping to get there. It wasn't their time yet, and we were going to take a back seat to probably watch the Saints go on to win the division and then excel in the playoffs and go who knows how far. And how quickly it all changed, even though they did go on to win the division, how quickly it all changed with that playoff win in New Orleans, and all of a sudden Drew Brees is retired, the Panthers have a new quarterback too, and the Bucks are the unquestioned class of the NFC South, just like that. Not that it happened overnight, but it's amazing how quick things can turn. So now here we are, and looking at these Bucks draft options at pick number 32, and I've been thinking about this. I've been talking about the draft on the show for several weeks now. It's nothing new, but we'll start to really sink our teeth into it now these next few weeks because we're really getting down to it. So when you're picking 32nd, we've said over and over how the Bucks are in a great position. Of course, they return everybody. They're not in a position where they need to fill any immediate hole with their draft pick. And their draft pick, whoever it is this year, doesn't have to necessarily contribute right away. Obviously, if you're drafting good players, they can help you right away. And you want to draft good players. I don't care where you're picking. So it's not like, ah, whatever, just draft some guy for the few. No, we want to draft a good player, of course. But first, let's talk about the mock drafts, okay? And I do this almost every year around draft time. Mock drafts are mental masturbation. That is all that they are. They're not based on anything real. I know people talk to people and people have hunches, and of course people that do these things look at what positions of need there are for which different teams, and they try to surmise, you know, what their best guess should be. I'm not saying they're random, but the point is nobody knows. Like, no, they're the same as when the analysts give you their picks before a game. There's nothing wrong with it, okay? I used to make fun of people that did mock drafts. I still make fun of people who do mock drafts that don't have to do them. Like, if you do a mock draft, here's my rule for doing a mock draft. If you do an extensive mock draft, like literally all 32 picks of the first round, I guess I'll let it go if it's the first round, but you really probably should be doing that for some reason. Like, you, part of your job, you work for some media outlet, whether it's a website, whether it's a TV network, a radio show, a newspaper, just you should have some sort of reason. If you do it as a hobby, as long as it's just one round, I'll let it go. You should not be doing any mock drafts for more than one round, really, period. Anybody, even people whose job it is to do this should not do that after one round. But especially if you're just a regular Joe Schmo. And I get, hey, people have different hobbies, okay? People might make fun of the way I'm all into uniforms. I'm big into uniforms, and people say, well, you know, that's stupid. People have different interests. I get it. Even if you do like a round by round mock draft of just your team, okay, yeah, I guess. But like, I've heard people say, like, casually dropping into conversations, like in past drafts, and, oh wow, I didn't have him going until, you know, so and so spot in my mock draft. And I'm like, wait a minute, do I know you? Have we worked together? Do you work for like a radio station or a newspaper? Are you in the media? What do you mean your mock draft? Like, what are you talking about? But there are people who do that. Gets a little weird in my opinion. And then you'll see some, and anybody, I don't care if you're getting paid to do this. Anybody who does a full 7-round mock draft is a sociopath, okay? Period. I don't care if you work, if you're Mel Kiper himself, okay? A 7-round mock draft is lunacy. And there's nothing wrong with ranking the play. I don't mind having draft boards that go 7 rounds worth of names deep. That's different. But if you actually sit down and like map out the picks and do a mock draft for all 7 rounds, which if you go on Twitter or you're out there on the internet. Some people do that. That is sociopathic behavior, and you should be Baker acted under the laws of the state of Florida if you're in Florida, in my opinion. That's craziness. And again, it's fun to talk about. We all love it. But again, it's mental masturbation. That's all it is. And that's fine for a little. I mean, nothing wrong with that, right? But to an extent, okay? So anyway, that's my annual draft rant. I'm looking forward to the draft. I already, like, when I heard it was 3 weeks, I started thinking about putting the TV outside, which I haven't done since the playoffs. And we did it for last year's draft. I remember watching Tristan Wirfs get picked by the Bucks out in my driveway. That was during a really weird time when the pandemic was just kicking in and nobody was, you know, supposed to be doing anything. And I said, well, let's have it outside. We can all sit far apart. It ended up being a really good time. Had some neighbors come over, had some friends come over. We all stayed, and I'm going to do it again. I mean, we always have the draft at my house every year, but we had never done it outside. But even now, you know, that we may not necessarily have to do it outside again, we're still going to do it outside again. And I'm going to get the little mini helmets and line them up in the draft order and make the poster board. I'm already excited for it. And it's more exciting when your team's picking higher, of course, which the Bucks were last year, but I'll absolutely take them picking 32nd. My son is 9. He's really excited because I told him once upon a time, I guess it was during last year's draft, he's in third grade. And, you know, bedtime is really important. I'm not a bedtime Nazi just because I want my kid to go to bed to get out of my hair. Sleep's really important. So, you know, we're usually cracking down on that, but he said, hey, Dad, can I stay up to the Bucks pick for the draft? And of course, he's not going to go to bed with a million people out in the driveway. So I said, yeah, sure, buddy, you can stay up for this. And what were they picking last year? Like, what was it, 13th or 14th? I can't remember. Or they traded up to 13th, something like that. But anyway, I said, yeah, sure, stay up. And he said, Dad, from now on, can I stay up for the Bucks draft pick whenever it is? And I was like, yeah, sure, fine, you know, whatever. I didn't even think of it. So now they're picking 32nd this year, probably be like close to midnight or whatever when they pick. And these kids, anybody who has kids knows, like, if you promise them something or if you say something, first of all, you want them to trust you. You don't want to say things and not follow through. So, like, they remember everything. Like, he already has asked me, actually, even when they won the Super Bowl, like, that was one of the first things he thought of. Like, I'm all like, yeah, we won the Super Bowl. And he's like, that means they pick 32nd, right? That means I get to stay up to the 32nd pick in the draft, right, Dad? Right, Dad? And I was like, oh, yeah, I guess. So, yeah, we're doing that. And I hope we pick 32nd for years to come, obviously. But you can still get a good pick at 32nd. So looking at these mock drafts, the one that the guy had the Bucks taking a quarterback at 32nd. Again, like we said, the Bucks don't have to get an impact guy right now, given what their roster is. So a lot of people think, hey, just draft a quarterback for the future for when Tom Brady eventually retires, whether he has 1 year left or 2 years left or whatever. And I'm all for getting a quarterback. You know, I used to think, you know, oh man, you got to get a high pick. You have to really suck. And then you get the quarterback you want because that's where you get these guys. But if you look at the really good quarterbacks in the NFL nowadays, and, you know, aside from Tom Brady, they're not like sixth round picks. But I mean, there's a range. You know, Mahomes wasn't top five. Aaron Rodgers wasn't top five. Russell Wilson. You can get a good quarterback in the first round somewhere. It doesn't have to be like uber top of the draft. Like this year, there's going to be probably four quarterbacks taken in the top four picks. And the odds are one of them, at least, will be very good, maybe more, and we'll talk about them in a little bit. But the point is, like, you can get, maybe 32nd is a place where you can get one. Although I don't love the ones this year, and the one that they had was Mills from Stanford in the mock draft. Kyle Trask is another one being mentioned. And listen, I'm a Gator, so you know me. I mean, I'm going to be like, oh yeah, Trask? Let me tell you, I'm actually not. Like, I'm not a homer on this one. I love Trask, what he did for UF. I do not think he projects to be that good of a pro quarterback. I don't feel like Trask was special, and he was very good. And I'm not, like, off of Trask, but, I mean, I would be very disappointed if the Bucs drafted Kyle Trask 32nd. If they draft him, like, in the third round or something, that'd be fine. But I don't think they need to go there then. And yeah, Trask has never really did anything out of system. Like, he's a good quarterback. He knew what to do with the ball. That was the biggest thing. I remember when Franks got hurt and Trask came in, you could see an immediate difference that Trask just knew where to go with the ball and put it there. And he's got a decent arm, nothing crazy. And he's not, like, slow. Like, he's a little bit mobile, but he's not. But I even as a Gator who watched every single down Trask played at UF, whether it was in person or on TV, I'm just meh. And the idea of picking a quarterback at 32 overall, I'm meh. And same with a running back. I know some people have been like, oh, yeah, running back, Travis Etienne, here we go, we need a running back. I've talked about this already on the show. You don't need to go there. When you're in the position the Bucs are in, to me, where you have the luxury of not needing a certain thing, when you have this really good team and everybody's back, and you want to supplement that team, I mean, you've got so many options. And I always, always, always come back to up front when you're in situations like this. If you look at this year's draft, it's a really, really deep draft for offensive tackles. It's pretty deep for offensive guards, too. Just take whoever the best lineman is at that point when you pick. I mean, there's first-round quality. Like this year with offensive tackles, there's first-round quality, and some of these guys are going to get drafted like in the second round or even later. There's lots of them. And like I said, guards, too. So it doesn't have to be a name that makes everybody jump out of their chair and scream and cheer when they announce the pick. But to me, I mean, that's the way I'd go. I don't mean specifically. I'm saying that draft an offensive lineman. I just mean I'd do something like that. I'd take positions that you always need more of, and defensive front seven or the same thing. There's a bunch of edge guys who have really, really ridiculous physical skills, and you can fall in love with that and it ends up not being all it cracked up to be. But there's a lot of those guys this year, like high-ceiling guys that have a lot of questions. You could take one of them, you know, do that too. To me, I would do one of those two things. I'd either go offensive or defensive line. You know, something like, and just take the best one available at that point. You know, I know the Bucks, I think they'll do something at middle linebacker at some point. You can never go wrong with, somebody said Rondale Moore for Purdue. That's another one. That'd be fine. I'd love to see that. You know, I'm not crazy about doing the quarterback thing. If you have a receiver you like, if you have a lineman you like, corners, you can never have enough of those guys, and you're always right there. You think you're set at a position, and it doesn't take much to all of a sudden not be set at it. And offensive line, to me, like the Bucs, offensive line this past season was very good, but you could always use more. Just take the best one of those that's there at 32, something like that. It doesn't have to be a sexy pick. Doesn't have to be something that makes you, you know, fly out of your chair. But I'll tell you now, I don't want to see them draft a running back, and I'm not necessarily interested in seeing them draft. And they do need a quarterback. I mean, at some point, they're going to need a quarterback. So you have to figure out how you're going to go about that. I wouldn't be upset if they drafted a quarterback at 32, but again, I'm not really interested in Trask. I don't know enough about the Stanford guy, to be perfectly honest with you, and I'll have to look and read more about him. But, you know, my point is, don't fall in love with any one certain name, because when you're picking that low, there's such a wide spectrum of possibilities that it could be. Even when you're picking in the top 10, I've told the story before when I used to work at 620 and do my show over there. And for draft week, I had all this extensive coverage planned, did all these, you know, bells and whistles, and our voice, you know, the guy you hear in the commercial on any radio station, like, you're listening to blah, 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 you know, there's voice guys that do that type of stuff. So we had a voice guy over there, and they had him cut, like, the Buccaneers have selected, blah, blah, and they had him do, like, seven or eight names. I can't remember what draft it was. I think it was the year we drafted Mark Barron, if I'm not mistaken. And they had him do like seven or eight names of all these names we were talking about. We'd been throwing names around. Like, who, you know, every year there's always, especially when you're picking top 10, there's a few names that end up being the trendy name everybody in the fan base is talking about. And so we drafted Mark Barron, and he wasn't one of the eight that they had cut an announcement for, because nobody thought they were going to get him. And I remember on my show, after they picked Barron, just for fun, I let everybody hear, because I had the clips, I played all the announcements of all the other names we had anticipated in the Bucks picking, and my bosses got mad at me over there, like, yeah, you shouldn't play that, it just shining light on the fact that we were wrong about something. I'm like, hey, relax, you know, if you take yourself that seriously, it's fine. I'm not saying anything about anybody there now, this is years ago, I don't even remember who it was, but I was like, whatever, I think it's just the draft. And that was when the Bucks were picking in the top 10. When you're picking 32nd, we have no idea who they're going to get. Sit back. I'll tell you what you should do on draft night. All right? Sit back. Enjoy the fact that something football-related is back on your TV. And every single pick that comes up before you, enjoy how much fun it is that that team didn't win the Super Bowl and your team did. All 31 of those picks before you, and we're just sitting there putting popcorn in our mouth. Yep, you know, picking 32nd. Won the Super Bowl. What are you going to do? Because there's somebody that does that every year. It's only been us twice, and it's a pretty cool feeling. So enjoy it. And then when the Bucks' turn comes up to pick, you know, we'll see if they can do some damage with that pick. The more I think about it, though, honestly, I mean, that cornerback position is not a bad place to address. I mean, what are the Bucks? I mean, the Bucks have, I mean, they have Carlton Davis, Murphy Bunting, Jamel Dean. There's not much at all after that. Andrew Adams is a safety. He left. He's a special teams guy more than anything. And that's always a position that's, you know, I don't care what anybody says. A year and a half ago, we were nowhere at cornerback, too, if you remember. And then things got better, but you can't just say, oh, we're good there now. I mean, offensive line, cornerback, defensive line, outside linebacker, edge, whatever you want to call it. I mean, those are all spots, to me, that you can't go wrong. And there'll be good players available somewhere there because they can't all get taken in the first round. So, anyway, looking at the quarterback thing that the Bucks are going to, or not the Bucks, that the other teams are going to be looking at when they get ready to draft, and the Jacksonville Jaguars have made it all but apparent they're going to draft Trevor Lawrence. They didn't even bother with Zach Wilson from BYU at his pro day or anything like that. There's Trey Lance. There's Justin Fields. I think Fields is easily the most underrated of these four right now. Like Fields, and maybe he's not, okay, because you don't know what he can end up being the second pick. But the consensus seems to have developed that he's been surpassed, even though, I mean, you know, I had to admit I wasn't a Fields guy myself that much, but watching the college football playoff, watching him outplay Trevor Lawrence in that game, watching him take that hit with the ribs and come back, I mean, he showed me a lot, and I wasn't a big Fields guy before, and this goes back to before he was, when he went to Georgia, then he transferred, and I have to say, like, I would, you know, Jags take Lawrence, that's done. To me, he'd be the next guy I'd take. And people that have, like, Mac Jones ahead of Fields and stuff like that, I mean, I think that's crazy, personally. Everybody's got their opinions, and there's no way to know who's right or wrong right now. But it will be something to keep an eye on, and there is the distinct possibility that the first four picks are all quarterbacks, which would be wild, but, I mean, I think the first, like, six picks will definitely be four quarterbacks, and it might even be four of the top four. And if that happens, hey, you know, that's what you need in the NFL today. But again, all the guys that have been doing it for their teams were not guys that were picked very high. If you look at all the top quarterbacks in the NFL right now, that doesn't mean I wouldn't take one if I was one of those teams. But we'll talk more about that as we get closer to the draft and things like that, because that's, you know, we got two more shows leading up to the draft. And I guess our show 3 weeks from now, I'll record it I'll probably do a Friday show that week, because if we pick on Thursday night, there's no sense in me recording a show on Thursday morning, so I'll probably do a Friday edition 3 weeks from now. So we got two more pre-draft shows that we'll do before the Bucks have done anything and before the draft has taken place, and we will definitely take full advantage of those. But in the meantime, it's going to be a great weekend. Hey, it's Masters weekend, first of all. That's a beautiful thing. Rays have their opening home series this week, and I know that the capacity is somewhat limited, but not that much. And it's the Yankees. That should be a lot of fun. So this is always a good time of year. Springtime, you know, it's not football season, but we got the draft to go with all these other things. So enjoy all that. Enjoy the beautiful weather. Enjoy the Masters. I'm still not getting away from Justin Thomas. He's not right up there right now, but I think he can make a move over the weekend. We'll see about that next week. Anything else, though, just have fun, be safe, enjoy time with your family, and we'll be back next week. So until then, thanks to our good friends at Bill Curry Ford. Thanks to the Joes for having me on and letting me have this show on their website. Thanks to all of you for listening as well. I'm Bobby Fenton. That's the Free Stretch. Wherever you are, good morning, good afternoon, good night, and go Bucks.